except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, July 7th, 2026 edition. Got a text message. I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. 989 number. You were asking about, can you call in orders by phone to the Iron Pick Smokehouse in Gaylord? The answer, of course, is yes. The phone number there is 989-448-2065. Totally forgot about the phone number. We always go to the website. It's got all of it there. Catering, food trucks, pavilion rental, anything that you want. And the drive-through window. And the nice thing about the drive-through window, they added the drive-around driveway. They have a window just like any pickup window at a fast food restaurant. But the difference is you can sit at the comfort of your own computer, ironpigsmoke.com, and look at the menu. I personally, every time I go, I get the brisket platter. Love it. Baked beans, coleslaw, some sauce on the side, a little bit of cornbread. And the other thing is the mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese is phenomenal. I don't know what Chef Ben puts in that, but man, it's the best mac and cheese ever. 989-448-2065. And also, if you could text me back your first name and what city you listen to the show, greatly appreciate that. Your number ends in 8042. So if you could text me back your first name and city, I want to store you my phone, and that way I know we communicated. I mentioned you on the radio. Need to put that into my FCC log. So greatly appreciate that. Hey, one other thing. Totally forgot about. I got to talk to Ian about this next week. Never heard back from him as far as the Liquor Control Commission coming in and doing a raid and taking his Iron Pig bourbon. So I'm not really sure what's going on. We'll get a legal update from him next Tuesday. He's on every Tuesday with us from 10 to 10:30. Greatly appreciate him. One of the other things, in the Gaylord area, I'm looking for a water sports store. If you're listening, I believe the old 27 exit off of 75 near heading toward Tappanabe. There's Mega Water Sports or someplace like that. There's another one in Gaylord. I'm looking to talk to a water sports, jet skis, fishing boats, pontoon boats. I want a dealer, sponsor, in the Gaylord up I 75 corridor. So if any of you know a good one that really is giving you guys good service, great salespeople, they were able to finance your toys. Give them, you know what? Text me. Let's do this. Text me their name and the salesperson, perhaps, or general manager, sales manager that you dealt with. Text me their information. My number again, 231-360-5140. Text me and I will reach out to them. Tell them, if you don't mind, that you referred me to talk with them. I want to go visit them. Up I-75 from Gaylord all the way actually to Sault Ste. Marie. If you guys know a good fishing boat, pontoon boat, jet ski dealer that you deal with, text me their information. I'll tell them you send me. Jim, you know what? I don't have this number stored. Did I have another number for you? Let me see what I can do here. So, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. One of the other things, we are actively seeking a pontoon boat rental company. I'm going to stop over and talk to the marina there in Bel Air. They had some high water issues earlier this year with the bridge in Bel Air almost breaching, and I'm not sure if they fully recovered. I'm going to talk to Riverside Marina in Bel Air, going to reach out to those guys. Probably, I'm thinking any of the major lakes, with all the lakes that we have out there, if you guys know a good place for a pontoon rental, something that you've used, maybe you've rented pontoons from them there from before, give me their name and number, who you dealt with, and I'll follow up with them as well. So these are some of the areas I'm looking to get new sponsors on. We do have a car sponsor. Love the carculturemi.com is the website. We're going to be talking with Jad on Friday. He's got a great deal of the week lining up for our listening family. You go online, you see their inventory. He'll go out with his cell phone and he'll actually take a video tour of the outside of the vehicle, the inside of the vehicle, and then he'll start it for you. And he'll pop the hood. He'll show you the underneath carriage. You can get your financing approved. They'll deliver the car directly to you. They're at Garden City Ford Road, but these guys have been doing this for 10 years. You can even call them if you want a specific year, make, and model. I'm looking for maybe a pickup truck from down south. Never seen salt. Florida, Arizona, Texas, whatever. 2016 to 2020 used pickup. I'd like a GMC, I'd like a Ford, I'd like a Chevy, Silverado, whatever you're looking for. They will literally go into their network of auction houses, used car dealers, and private sellers. They'll negotiate a good price, they'll bring it to Michigan, they'll take it to their facility, and they'll detail it. They make this vehicle look like brand new. They go through it mechanically. They look at the brakes. They look at the transmission. They look at the engine, if it needs a tune-up, if it needs struts, brake pads, whatever. They'll get it all tweaked up for you. Mechanically, 100% perfect. And they offer an extended warranty. Doesn't matter the year, make, and mileage. They'll get an extended warranty covering everything. They'll put it into the package. They'll shop around with different banks. They deal with Ally Bank and a few others. They'll get you the best price on financing, lowest possible down payment, a payment you're comfortable with. They'll deliver the vehicle right to you. Take it for a test drive. You love it, you keep it. Something's wrong, they'll fix it. You don't want it after seeing it, they'll take it back. They'll finance you something else. These guys are phenomenal. So, carculturemi.com is their website. So, greatly appreciate them. Again, they'll be on Friday. I'll have Chad on from 9:30 to 10 on Friday. He's got a deal of the week coming. So definitely check him out. Car Culture, CulturEmi.com. And if you'd like the phone number, just text me CC for Car Culture. CC is Car Culture. And I'll give you Jad's personal cell phone number. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. They'll take really good care of you. I want to wrap up the Political Pundit Monday. There were some other questions that they got to. Let's see. There it is. Are you feeling a different sentiment against the incumbent utility companies today compared to just 5 or even 10 years ago. Scott Greenlee, maybe 10 years ago, but not 5 years ago or even the last cycle. People who are looking for narratives to advance their causes will leverage anybody, including utility companies, to make a pitch on their political campaign. Another area that I think is data centers. By and large, though, I don't hear about the utilities any more than I did the last cycle before. But there's always detractors. There's always people out there that are not happy about their utility bills. That's Scott Greenlee, the Republican consultant. Democrat Leslie Love. Oh, yes. There's a different sentiment because of the rate hikes, the bad storms. People are not waiting just days, some of them weeks, to get their electric service reconnected. And with the emergence of AI and data centers, there's a lot of pushback and resentment towards these incumbent utility companies. The world is changing, and people are feeling it in their pocketbooks. It's creating resentment, and intolerance is actually reaching a peak. Fred Wozniak, there seems to be a lot of blind rage that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's not really connected to any reality. The utility companies are facing the same pressures families are. They have higher employee costs, higher healthcare costs, higher costs for their vehicles. They are legally obligated to produce a certain rate of return for their investors. They are not the cause of the price increases, but yet they get blamed for energy costing more. It's actually coming from demagogues on both sides. It's going to take probably a year before rates begin to improve, dragging it out as long as possible by the utility companies have to turn in on each other. People are lashing out at these guys because they're a convenient target. It's just bonkers. We're going to take a short break, wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission. He's here.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Josh Hovey answering the question last regarding the utility companies. And this is the main reason for the cost increase. I'm surprised the other three pundits didn't mention this. Josh Hovey's take is, to the utility companies' credit, they have been investing in more green energy and grid reliability than ever before, which is something that might have earned them praise from customers in a different era. However, we're in a time when there's growing concerns about corporate influence on our society. Combine that with the rising cost pressures and monthly reminder of those rising costs via customer utility bills, it's not surprising that the utility companies are in the spotlight at the moment. Green energy is expensive. President Trump has rolled back all the mandates on green energy scam. This green energy scam being pushed by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and her trifecta of Democrats in control of the House and the Senate for years 2023 and 2024. They came up with the clean energy scam plan for 2040. You know what it is? 100%. All of our electricity is going to come from solar panels and wind turbines. Are you kidding me? You people are absolutely illiterate when it comes to electricity. And your 2040 plan is going to be one of the very first things the next Republican governor gets rid of. All these mandates that you have forced on DTE and consumers' energy is causing our electric prices to go up. He said it right there. Folks, you have to understand, these people, DTE and Consumers Energy, have shareholders, stock prices, and they must provide a minimum rate of return on the investments of the stocks that these shareholders own. When you invest, I love that word, waste money. When you invest on more green energy, You're taking funds out of your company, out of DTE Consumers, and investing in solar panels and wind turbines under a business model that requires you to pay profit sharing and rates of returns on those stocks held by your shareholders. Where's that money going to come from, people? Us, the ratepayers. Our electric bills have gone up because of them investing in more green energy that is going to get rescinded when we have the next Republican governor. All this federal dollars is drying up from Washington, and you ain't getting it no more. It is dead. It's a technology that's not affordable. Sounds good. Less greenhouse gases, which, by the way, CO2, yeah, we need it for plants, trees, crops. You idiots. These people are so stupid when it comes to science and when it comes to electricity. Hovey nailed it. To their credit, utility companies have been investing in more green energy. And as far as grid reliability, you know what that is? Trimming the dang trees away from the power lines. You idiots. These high wind storms, ice storms, all the things that we've had, people have been out of electricity. Remember the ice storm last year, the end of March? Devastated ice storm. Do you know, I was told by one line worker, he was out here installing fiber optic in our neighborhood for Great Lakes Energy, our local co-op. I said, dude, you, Great Lakes Energy, PI&G, which the other co-op, we pay for electricity for the radio station. I said, how much of that ice storm damage was caused to power lines being snapped? How much of it was due to tree trimming failure, not getting the trees away from the power lines? He said, almost all of it. What? You're saying the ice that built up on the wires and on the poles, that wasn't part of the problem? He goes, no. It was tree branches coming down with such force, it just snapped those lines like nothing. Some of them broke the poles. That's how much force they had. You know how the power lines, they kind of loop. They're not real tight. Some of them are kind of tight, but most of them have a little bend to them. They came down with so much force that it literally took the loop completely out of it and just broke those poles like twigs. Why didn't you trim the trees? Well, we never expected an ice storm like that. It was catastrophic. We never saw it coming. Stupidity. But yet, who pays for it? Us, the ratepayers. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's